Humidistat and dehumidistat integration. How humidistats and dehumidistats tie into the 24V control circuit. What the dehum/HUM terminals do. How a thermostat dehumidifies by lowering blower speed or overcooling. How a whole house dehumidifier is interlocked with the air handler. And the wiring gotchas that cause humidifiers to run in summer or dehum to never engage. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Comfort isn't just temperature. It's temperature and humidity. A humidistat controls a humidifier, adds moisture in winter. A dehumidistat, or the dehumidify logic in a modern thermostat, controls dehumidification, removes moisture in cooling season. This article is about the control integration, how these devices land in the 24-volt circuit, how the thermostat's dehum/HUM terminals work, and how a whole house dehumidifier gets interlocked with the air handler. The what R rate should I target/which strategy theory lives in the IAQ articles. Here we're wiring it up and making it behave. How it works. Humidifier control adding moisture. A bypass or power humidifier needs three things to make sense. A call for humidity. The furnace running so there's warm airflow to carry the moisture and water. The classic setup puts a humidistat in series with a humidifier, so it only adds moisture when RH is low and interlocks it to furnace operation, so it only runs during a heat call or at least when the blower is moving. Modern stats provide a HUM terminal that energizes on a humidity call during heating, doing this logic internally. Run a humidifier without the furnace operation interlock and it'll dump water into a still, cold duct, or run in summer, which you never want. Dehumidification removing moisture. Three common methods. Overcool with blower speed reduction thermostat dehum logic. When the space humidity is above set point, the thermostat's dehumidify mode does two things. It may run cooling a bit past the temperature, set point a degree or two of overcool to pull more moisture out, and slash where it drops the indoor blower speed. Slower air over the cold coil makes the coil colder relative to the airflow, so it condenses more water per unit of air. Better latent moisture removal at the cost of a little sensible temperature capacity. The dehum terminal on the stat is what signals the air handler slash variable speed blower to drop to the dehumidify airflow. Whole house dehumidifier interlocked with the air handler. A dedicated dehumidifier, its own refrigeration circuit, is ducted to the system. The thermostat's dehum output or a standalone dehumidistat energizes the dehumidifier, and it's usually interlocked to also run the air handler's blower so the dry air distributes. The dehumidifier can run independently of a cooling call. It removes moisture even when the space doesn't need cooling. Reheat/hot gas reheat commercial and some high-end resi. Cools to wring out moisture, then reheats the supply so you don't overcool the space. True independent humidity control. More complex. You'll see it in dedicated dehumidification and commercial gear. The control blue in all of this is the dehum terminal output to drop blower slash energize a dehumidifier, and the HUM terminal output to run a humidifier on a heat call, plus the interlocks that make sure the blower runs when it needs to. In the field, confirm the dehum terminal polarity slash config. Thermostat dehum outputs aren't all the same. Some send 24 volts on a dehumidify call. Some remove 24 volts normally energized, de-energized to dehumidify, and the air handler has to be configured to match. Get this backwards and the blower drops speed at the wrong time or never. Check the stats setting against the air handler's dehum input. Interlock the humidifier to heating, not just power. Wire slash configure so the humidifier only runs on a heat call, or at least with the blower running. The #1 humidifier complaint is it runs in summer and sweats the ducts. That's a missing interlock or a HUM output left enabled in cooling. Verify the blower actually drops speed on a dehum call. On a variable speed air handler, force a dehumidify call and confirm airflow drops to the dehum CFM. If it stays at full cooling airflow, the dehum signal isn't getting through or the air handler isn't configured for it, and you'll get no extra moisture removal. For a whole house dehumidifier, prove the blower interlock. The dehumidifier should bring on the air handler blower or its own so dry air distributes. If it runs but no air moves through the house, the interlock's missing. Set a sensible overcool limit. Overcool is great for latent removal, but the customer doesn't want the house freezing to chase humidity. Limit how far past set point the stat will overcool, commonly a couple degrees. Don't run a humidifier and dehumidifier against each other. Make sure seasonal changeover disables the one that shouldn't be active. Humidify in heating, dehumidify in cooling. Normal values and targets. Indoor RH comfort window control target. Generally aim to keep cooling season indoor RH in the about 45-55% range, and winter RH high enough for comfort without condensation on windows, often about 30-40%. lower in very cold weather to avoid window sweating. These are the control targets. The IAQ articles cover the why. D. Hum blower speed reduction. Variable speed air handlers typically drop to roughly 80 to 85% of normal cooling airflow on a dehumidify call to deepen latent removal, enough to wring more water without freezing the coil. Overcool limit. Commonly capped around 1 to 3 degrees below set point so the space doesn't get uncomfortably cold while dehumidifying. Control voltage. Standard 24 volts. DHUM and HUM are additional 24 volts outputs/inputs coordinated through the stat and air handler. Cooling airflow baseline. About 350 to 450 CFM per ton normally. DHUM mode trims below that but must stay above the coil's freeze threshold. Common faults and what they mean. Humidifier runs in summer/duct sweat. Missing heating interlock or HUM output enabled in cooling. Interlock it to the heat call. Humidifier never runs in winter. Humidistat set too high already satisfied. No water/solenoid issue or no furnace operation interlock signal. Verify the call, the water, and that it sees furnace operation. No dehumidification despite high RH. DHUM terminal polarity/config mismatch between stat and air handler. Blower not dropping speed, or DHUM mode disabled. Check the DHUM wiring/config and confirm the blower trims. Blower drops speed at the wrong time, cold blasts or weak airflow. DHUM output sense reversed sending the signal when it shouldn't. Recheck normally energized vs normally de-energized config. Whole house dehumidifier runs but hall stays humid. No air handler blower interlock. So dry air isn't distributed. Or dehumidifier ducting/bypass wrong. Prove the blower runs with the dehumidifier. Coil freezing during DHUM. Blower trim too low for the coil/charge. Pushing the coil below freezing. Back off the DHUM airflow reduction. Tech tips and gotchas. DHUM terminal polarity is the #1 integration gotcha. Some stats energize the DHUM output to dehumidify. Some de-energize it. The air handler must be configured to match. Reversed equals blower drop speed exactly when you don't want it. Always confirm both ends agree. Overcool plus slow the blower is how a thermostat dehumidifies. Slower air over the coil equals colder coil relative to airflow equals more water condensed. That's the mechanism behind the DHUM mode, but it trades a little cooling capacity so cap the overcool and has a floor before the coil freezes. Interlock the humidifier to heat or you'll get a summer callback. And make sure a whole house dehumidifier brings on the blower so its dry air actually distributes. Both are interlock problems and both are common. Don't let humidify and dehumidify fight. Seasonal logic should disable the off-season device. Adding moisture in cooling or removing it in heating is wasted energy and a comfort complaint. Safety/code notes. Dehumidify mode airflow reduction must stay above the evaporator coil's freeze threshold for the active charge and conditions. Excessive blower reduction can freeze the coil and cause liquid floodback per the equipment manufacturer's airflow requirements. Humidifier water connections fall under the applicable plumbing/cross-connection provisions. A powered or bypass humidifier's water supply and any drain must be installed per those code sections, and the unit interlocked so it doesn't add water without airflow. Humidistat. Dehumidistat, and DHUM/HUM signaling are low voltage class 2, the air handler line side is full voltage, de-energize and verify before working in the cabinet.